why you do. Later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, we're back. And good evening, everyone. On this Tuesday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America, heard only on Republic Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com, and a host of great affiliates. Good evening to you. Well, tonight, I thought we would spend quite a bit of time talking about one of George Bush's very, shall we say, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people might not agree, but I think it's one of his New Year's resolutions. And that is to see the bird flu come to America and give him the power of King George. That is what I understand is one of his New Year's resolutions. I can't verify it, but I would agree that that probably would be one of them, no doubt about it. In any event, who better to discuss the issue of bird flu, the avian virus, and all of that than a guy who, who's made a lot of waves, who's been in the government, been part of the system, has quite a dossier, a repertoire. He has a lot of information, and I think he's one man that we can discuss it with, no question about it. And that, of course, is Dr. Bill Deagle. And he is going to join us right after the break. He's online now, but just before we get started, if you do a search in a search engine on your computer and you type in Dr. Bill Deagle, you will suddenly be hit in the face with a bevy of websites that will give you a little background on him. And, of course, on some of the issues that he is able to speak about. You may or may not agree with everything, but certainly he has his heartfelt feelings about where we're going with this. And that is, of course, the bird flu and many adjunct subjects that deal with what is going on in the world of depleted uranium, which we spoke about last night. Also, what is going on in the world of Codex and the treaties and the elimination of true health care in America. So he will be with us. I urge you to get online as quickly as you can if you have a question for Dr. Bill, because time goes by so quickly, and he certainly has a lot to say. So by the time we get into the phone calls, you want to be next on the line. And you can do that by dialing 800-313-9443, as usual. But for those of you who are new time listeners, and we do get a bunch every day, that's the number. Toll free, 800-313-9443. And again, RBNLive.com certainly is the only network that brings you these kinds of programs regularly and on a continuous basis. So support RBNLive.com as well, because here we are in the new year. We made it, but we got a long way to go and a lot of catching up to do, they tell me, because the bills come in and the money has to go out. All right. Go to our website, RBNLive.com. Get on board. Dr. Bill Deagle will be with us when we return in just 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Yes, indeed. And we are back. And as promised, Dr. Bill, here he is, the man, the one and only Dr. Bill, as most people call him. And good afternoon, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening. I'm all set for tonight's program, and I really appreciate you inviting me on to kind of get people up to speed with what's happening.
Yeah, it's been a few months or so since we talked, and here we are in a new year, and we're still facing the same demons and, of course, many more to come, Bill. And I know you have a website, NutriMedical.com. You have your own website.
Yeah, it's Nutri with an I. That's N-U-T-R-I.
Right.
Medical.com. And, there's so many issues. Depleted uranium, the avian flu, and a lot of people still think it's, quote, not coming. Well, I can quickly dispel that. I've been talking regularly every 2 weeks at least to Dr. Henry Nyman, who had him on my program, and many other references. And this is definitely gathering speed. I just had a friend who was over in China, and he was doing some research with the SFDA, which is a Chinese version of the FDA in China.
Uh-huh.
And it's now out of control in 30 provinces, so there is a pandemic now if you're a bird. So if you're a bird, there is a pandemic already. The interaction happens if there's a co-infection in a human or pig or even in a bird with another type of influenza that can infect humans.
Mm-hmm.
And they swap DNA, and they just have to swap it in one little gene position called a codon, and it becomes a pandemic. So this is like analogous as there's no one dead in a cafe 20 seconds before the bomb goes off in Tel Aviv. But so many seconds afterward, there's body parts flying through the air. And when this takes off, it's going to get very bad. It's my belief that they built this flu, that they actually weaponized it, and it has the same gene lethal sequences as the 1918 human pig hybrid,
mm-hmm.
and that it was rolled out in a laboratory. It's obvious that they did rebuild it. But
who's they the made, they now? When you say they did this, who's they?
Well, the information that I have directly from HLI in 1997 was that the World Health Organization and above government organizations funded by the Rothschilds and the Center for Disease Control rebuilt the 1918 flu. And the way they did it is they exhumed a body of a frozen miner in Alaska.
Mm.
They actually pulled out three people, and the one that was obese, apparently the fat somehow preserved fragments of the virus. And they didn't have the entire virus. They only had pieces of it. So they actually rebuilt it with a gene building machine that actually built the virus right from fragments. And amazing, we actually made de novo a life form from nothing. This is very scary because it can infect, it can kill. This virus is the actual human pig 1918 flu. And if you match the letters, it's a human pig hybrid. It's not avian. Although 4 months ago they tried to publish in Nature, the journal, that it was an avian flu. And of course, it's like winning the lotto 86 years later with the same lotto numbers on a different continent. It's not going to happen.
That's interesting. Now, you know, you have made a statement that will shock, undoubtedly, a lot of newcomers to our station. We do have a lot of newcomers and a lot of people from different sources, shortwave, internet, and so forth. And you made the statement, you identified some people. Now, the next question, Bill, of course, will be, what evidence, what proof does Bill have for what he just said? And why haven't we read about it in Time, Newsweek, the New York Times, the L.A. Times, and so forth? Those are two logical questions, you will admit.
Several different converging bits of information. The first is that I've been a physician who's worked on classified projects.
Right. You've second been in is, the government. In the United States.
On the inside. Right. So I taught the course 3.5 years ago for the Academy of Environmental Medicine and Bioterrorism in St. Louis, for all our doctors in North America and our special op in Delta. I worked with these guys, okay? I worked with the military and these guys working on special projects. The second thing is that I actually spoke in March 16th, 1997, to the International Board of Physicians and Scientists for Human Life International in Zurich, and they gave me the actual document saying that they were rebuilding the avian flu to reduce the world population right from Geneva, Switzerland, to the World Health Organization.
Well, that's like mass murder then, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's mass annihilation. Isn't that a weapon of mass destruction?
Yes. Well, the fact is, if you actually read the public documents from the United Nations, Agenda 21, all of these are public documents. As I say on my show, check it out. Don't believe anything I say. Check it out and then take action.
Right.
Don't just sit there and get paralyzed. That this is real. This is very. This is the reason why I reached the point of being so shocked to realize no one was out there doing what I specifically was doing, which was a doctor on the inside coming out talking about depleted uranium. When I worked with the 1st Tank Division coming back from the first Gulf War in Colorado Springs, I was told that if I did heavy metal testing or any other immunological testing on my military personnel, I would be fired and worse. And I said, what's worse? And my other doctor beside me laughed, and he says, worse? And then the director said, worse means dead. So, in other words, if you do something to tick off these people because they don't want this out, they don't want it out that we're poisoning our troops with vaccine schedules that are laced with squalene that'll cause lupus and autoimmune diseases, heavy metals, ethyl mercury salicylate, and dangerous stealth viruses and things that they're experimenting on them. And they sure don't want you to know how many thousands of tons of depleted uranium that's going to fry their DNA, destroy their genetics of their future generations, and cook their mitochondria in their brain cells. They don't want you to know this. And this is from scientists, you see. Because I'm a scientist, you can't just dismiss it and say, oh, well, that's just his opinion. No, it's based on tests. That doesn't matter about my opinion. A test is a test. I can do it at a different lab and prove it. A lab in Germany or a lab in Richardson, Texas. And it can show you radioisotope analysis. And it can show the DNA under phase contrast or electron microscopy. It can show the damage. So people that want to say, no, I don't want to believe you, well, that's too bad. And the fact is, you can look up Agenda 21, you can look up the UN documents, the Georgia Guidestones, you can look up the minutes of people who have written about the Bilderberger meetings and the United Nations, and you can see their agenda is to reduce world population. And I'm going to say this and say it again, this is now getting more and more out of control month by month. And according to Dr. Nyman, I think he's batting pretty close to 1,000. Dr. Henry Nyman is the director of Recombinomics.
Mm-hmm.
More patents on genetic analysis of not just the flu, but almost any virus you can imagine, doing gene sequences. And he's developed a very mathematically accurate model of how viruses don't evolve. They acquire genetics by literally almost like how humans and other animals, you know, pass little pieces of genetic material back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
When we create a new generation,
yes.
Well, viruses do the same thing. And if there's two viruses that are even distantly related, they can actually have a little dance inside a host if they're co-infecting, and they can pass a small piece of genetic material called recombination. They don't have to pass the whole gene. They can just pass a little piece of it. And that recombination can allow the avian flu, which is bird, to acquire human genetics. And as it does, it gets to combine and attach to human cells more efficiently, but it can still maintain the lethal ability to cause an Ebola-like infection where you literally, your whole immune system just crashes, makes you bleed from every orifice, and you just literally, your heart and your brain can just stop.
Yeah, you know, last time we were together, we had talked about this, and this avian flu idea due to the NS1 gene pandemic strain, I think. Wasn't that so?
Well, the NS1 is one of the genes, and that one has a deletion that makes it not be picked up by the immune system. And there's a particular chemical in the blood called interleukin-4 that's released when a virus is present. It doesn't happen with this, so your body gets overwhelmed.
Mm.
And in fact, we had a doctor on my program today, Dr. Moskovitz, who's a nephrologist geneticist. And we talked about the use of a drug called ACE receptor blockers and ACE inhibitors to mm-hmm. block these excessive chemicals called cytokines that can be released. And this actually could be used if there's an avian pandemic because it's the young people who have a stronger response who are more likely to die from this. Someone is actually younger or older, believe it or not, from the 1918 flu and from this one coming, would actually, someone would have a lower mortality than the person who's young. And typical story was somebody who would get on the subway and go on the, in New York, and they're heading out to a distant point. And they would get on, have spike a high fever, and just literally collapse rates while they're standing up, dead, drop dead instantly. And it's
now this is the 1918
flu, and the flu
just
that's
so
coming.
People will know, right?
The flu that's coming is not there yet, but it's real close. 3/4 of the new cases in Indonesia and in Thailand are human to human, human to human spread. That's one that's test positive genetic analysis, which means it's technically at what's called phase 5. Phase 5 means you get small clusters where it's acquiring in more genetics, so it's getting more efficient at becoming a human-type avian flu. So it'll soon become a human H5N1 flu rather than an avian one. And when it does that, if it starts spreading, it's going to spread like wildfire because it has all the characteristics. You can't track it. You can't screen for it at airports. You might try, and you might catch a few cases, but there'll still be many get through that are shedding virus but don't even have a temperature yet for 2 or 3 days. So it's virtually impossible to stop this. So if someone gets on a plane...
And therefore, things like quarantining would do absolutely no good. It would be too late, too little, wouldn't it?
Exactly. And then the whole thing is that the entire policy, from what I could see from the Bush administration,
yes.
defies logic.
Uh-huh.
It's not going. It's talking about quarantine and bullets and razor wire and camps, when really, it's completely ridiculous. It's not going to do a thing.
That's obvious. So what is the alternative then? What do you think, having worked in the government, having seen what's going on from the inside world, Doctor, is your opinion that this whole sham, this whole created virus will be used to essentially reduce the population of the world and to basically put a lockdown on the nations of the world?
Well, before we talked about this a few months ago, three or four months ago, we actually talked about the fact of increasing use of this to force the RFID chip into people for tracking.
Yeah.
And we now have the airports. It's happened since we talked last. The airports are now hardened places where if you come in and you're ill, for any reason, if you're ill, they'll send you off to a FEMA detention facility today. They're not doing it operationally, but they're ready to go. And they have, I think, more than 18 airports now that are all set up with the examination
sites. My goodness.
Sites.
All right, we got a break. We'll be right back with Dr. Bill. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307. The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With our guest, Dr. Bill, as we call him, Dr. Bill Deagle. And, Bill, I don't mean to interrupt you because you have so much to say, and you certainly have a lot of resources and references to point out what you are saying. You're talking about really this pandemic as a possibility that looks more and more real every day. Do you feel, quite frankly, that they can pull this off? Do you feel this can be done? Do you feel it will be done? And how will they protect themselves, these criminals?
Well, the first thing is that there's several ways for it to happen, and we have to think about this logically so then we won't just dismiss it.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is that the virus, being that they poured in billions of dollars and have been able to resurrect this virus from nothing, and that's public domain information, so anybody can check it out. Number one, they have already distributed the 1918 flu to all kinds of universities now. They're doing it as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, even if the, quote, the bird flu doesn't get out, this one could get out, the old 1918 flu. And most people alive now have never been exposed to the 1918
mm-hmm.
flu.
Mm-hmm.
So that by itself is crazy. Then we have to deal with the issue of if they already have that, you can assume that they have the weaponized, meaning the gene polymorphism on position 227 of the H gene ready, already sitting in a little vial somewhere in a or one or more labs, ready to roll out when it's convenient, say 2 years from now in an election that you want to kind of preempt so that the King Bush can stay emperor in power. Or number two, the virus is very capable of weaponizing itself by just acquiring these genes by grade, by little random positions. The H9N2 virus, which is the regular flu in the Middle East and in North Africa, has that gene already in the right position. It all has to do is swap it with the H5N1 by co-infecting a bird, a pig, or a human, and it's very capable of transferring that. So as the people get infected this winter with regular flu, and as animals interact with these new birds, bringing the H5N1 into new territories that it's never been in history, ever, we now have millions of chances. It's like buying millions of lottery tickets. If you had two lottery tickets, I'd say your chances aren't very good, so you shouldn't go celebrate. But if you had 500 million lottery tickets, I'd say, let's go and party, because we're probably going to win some money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the virus has. It has 500 million lottery tickets. has the genetic capacity now, and the numbers are just adding up. It's we call critical mass, just like a nuclear explosion. Whether it's 6 months or 1 year or 2 years, it's coming. And the virus is not just one version. It's six different lethal versions, at least, on their way that are all very, very lethal. Average lethality is 20 times higher than the 1918 flu. And that's with modern medicine. Once the hospitals and the health providers get overwhelmed, you can expect that the ICUs and the respiratory units and the ventilators will all be taken up in the first tiny wave.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the health providers will be the first ones that will be casualties because they don't have adequate airway protection, antivirals, other things to protect them. Same with police, firefighters, and military. They're all going to be the first ones to drop dead.
Yeah, and, you know, we're just locally, where I'm from in New England, we read in the papers just about every week about the state health department's plans that they have enacted new legislation, giving them draconian powers, of course.
of course.
Which, of course, will also respect our liberties, quote unquote. But they have enacted this a couple of years back, just in case we have a 9/11 emergency, just in case we have a flu emergency, just in case we have a pandemic, you know. And we're seeing this not just where I'm from, but everywhere in the country where
and
the
elsewhere.
CDC.
And you're seeing it in Canada, you're seeing
sure
it in Australia,
you
elsewhere.
Right. They're
all using America as a template. And this is a global plan. You have to realize this
is global.
This is not just an American event. We can become very myopic and think it's only America. And they use America as a template because they're spreading terror. And they're selling it by the barrel.
Right, right.
And and all of these measures, by the way, I challenged the FEMA director back in December 12th, 2002 in Denver at a bioterrorism conference. And everything they're doing is counter to logic and will increase maximum death.
Well, that's why they're doing
maximum it. Maximum spread. It'll cause quarantine in facilities. What they need to do is encourage people to have house quarantine, have food, water, have things for chemical, biological, nuclear. We're putting together some flip charts with Major Stoltz I'm working on right now. We have simple measures for detoxification that is going to be in a matter of a few pages that you can just kind of follow. People need to know there's simple things you can do to avoid chemical, biological, nuclear, and depending on the chemical, the blistering agent, burning agent, choking agents, simple things you can do. And we're going to post all that on the site free. You can actually go onto my site now. In fact, I posted Major Stoltz kind of summary of some of his things in the news. If you go to the in the news section, look back to about the second, we posted some information there. He was on the program last week. We'll have him back on. But we're the government. We're the people that are going to do something to help our fellow citizens, and certainly not the government. I mean, look what they did in Katrina, which obviously they could have at least, at the very least, steered the storm out, which you know we had the technology 30 years ago. But instead, they let it trash the area. And, of course, the poorest districts they left.
Yes. Crisis creation and crisis utilization. Sounds familiar.
Problem, reaction, solution.
Yes, sir. Bill Deagle, our guest. Dr. Bill and I and you will be back. We'll take phone calls, too, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using radiofrequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
We're back now, and we will take calls in between our conversation. Dr. Bill Deagle, and Bill has a website, NutraMedical.com, right, Bill?
That's right.
And you spell that how now, for those who are listening?
N-U-T-R-I, medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com.
All right, not Nutra, but Nutri. All right, ladies
just
and
like
gentlemen.
Nutrition.
That's right. Our number, by the way, is 800-313-9443. And let's start off with a phone call. John in Little Rock. Hello, you're on the program.
Bill, greetings for the Zionist Jewish occupied puzzle
okay.
of Quentin Drop Your Pants country.
Greetings.
Dr. Deagle.
Yes, go ahead.
What does the homeless and the NWO crowd have in common?
The homeless. Well, that sounds like a really good joke that you've got coming.
It's no joke. What do they have in common?
The homeless and the New World Order crowd have in common.
Yes, they do. What do they have in common?
Well, share your wisdom.
Well, we love freedom, and the New World Order don't.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, you know,
how are we in common then? I'm wondering.
Okay, there's a news that came out a while ago on the internet. I saw called. The government is now saying, from almanacs to homeless people, be on the lookout for terrorists disguised as homeless. I knew they would get to the H questions real soon.
Isn't that something? You know,
from almanac to homeless people.
Well, you know, they list there was a pastor during the Second World War. His name was Bonhoeffer, and he said, you know, they got to all these different groups, and of course, when he didn't speak up, and then finally, when they got to his group, there was nobody left to speak up. And we need to speak up for the homeless. We need to speak up for every minority and every religious group, because everybody is on the outs with the New World Order. If you're not on the in crowd, you're out.
Well, Dr. Siegel, a man of your credential and professional standing should know now that us homeless people are useless to society, and we need to be tracked and numbered as such.
Well, that was very evident in New Orleans, where they actually pointed guns at people who were trying to walk across the bridge to safety, and they were pointed to go back to the place of squalor and danger. And to me, that was an example of setting up a dialectic of conflict and containment so that they could create a situation like this. And again, a number of young people and children have disappeared, and there's no indication that we found them yet either.
Dr. Ziegler, how dare you insult those people trying to get away from the saboteur chaos behind them, and they got shot at.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to escape. You know, this is an example of what they're trying to do. They want to do this. They use, I call it New World Orleans. They want to do this to every American city. So if other Americans and elsewhere, and also people in other cities and other countries, if they don't wake up and realize that as one individual in one country loses their rights, all of us lose our rights, especially as they start to tear apart the Constitution, which our president thinks is a GD document.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me started about that.
A GD piece of paper. Thank you, right. John. Anything
well,
else before we move
question.
Along? Go ahead.
What can I do to prepare for my health? They started inoculating us this year.
Well, first off, no has to mean no. That's the first thing. Secondly, you need to have a water filter, and I like the a portable one like the Berkey water filter. I think that if people need to have some dried food, they don't need to be real fancy. You can have some dried powder and just mix it with clean filtered water. People need to be able to be mobile. They need to. That's one thing about homeless. You're not tied down to stay long enough that you're going to be in real big trouble and wait for the guys in the black trucks, because a lot of people are going to wait around thinking this won't happen to me. It'll be like the people after Kristallnacht in Germany that should have left for Palestine and or somewhere else, America, and instead they stayed in their little homes in Heidelberg and so on, and they waited until the Nazis came and took them away to death camps. So people need to start preparing. They need to be prepared for chemical, biological, nuclear, and we're going to post this on the website for free. Because
all
we
right.
Wanna,
one more word.
John?
20 rounds ain't enough.
That's more than one word, John. All right.
There you go.
We'll allow you. Thank you, John, from Little Rock. Okay, let's take another call from Ron in Austin. Hi, Ron. You're on the program.
Hey, it's good to hear you, Bill Deagle. I have a question, and I think it was asked earlier somehow by our host, and that is, what are the people that are causing this? That is to say, you know, the whole New World Order people are going to do to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that ought to be a real problem. I wonder what that might be. What do you think it might be, Bill?
Well, I can tell you a couple of areas just to kind of give you some general. The first thing is that obviously if they're going to release something like this and build it, they have an antidote.
Right.
That antidote could be a nanotechnology that's probably farther ahead than you can imagine. It may be a special type of vaccine or neutralizing. It could be something natural. We have an actual substance, and I can't release what it is yet, that we're actually testing for intravenous and inhalation therapy rate in the next few months in China, starting in the next week or so in animals and by March in people that are dying of avian flu.
Wow.
And if this is effective, which we have all indication it should be because it's 25 years of research in Germany, then what will happen is it will be a treatment that can literally stop it. But there's all kinds of these things. And again, the big drug companies, because they can't necessarily patent a natural or nutraceutical product,
right,
won't do that. Or even, this is something else interesting, even the drugs that are developed, some of them have other applications. For example, on my show today, we had Dr. Moskovitz using mm-hmm. ACE inhibitors to block cancer. We can actually use high-dose ACE inhibitors to block cancers. And if we know which genes you have and which cancer, we can set up a surveillance program and make sure you don't get that cancer. The healthcare system doesn't want people well. It's a unwellness system. It's a repair shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a healthcare. It should be called, I'm going to go to the repair shop. I'm not going to the hospital.
Well, I wouldn't even call it a repair shop, because if you go and you bring your car into one of these so-called repair shops, and
yeah.
It's worse when you get out, I wouldn't call that a repair, would it?
Right. A lot of the
surgery, I mean,
I personally, for example, I'm a medical legal doctor, and I blew the whistle on a spine surgeon doing experimental procedures paralyzing patients in Colorado. I'm still dealing legally. In fact, we're doing some major federal legal things against the hospital corporation and the state mm-hmm. and the other little people working in their little cabal because there's millions of dollars being made. Each mm-hmm. surgeon was billing $1 million a week mm-hmm. for these procedures.
Oh.
And people are ending up a lot worse afterward. And you're absolutely correct. It's not a repair shop. It's a destruction shop. It's
exactly.
It's worse than you can imagine because, you know, it's one thing to end up making a defective good, but it's certainly another to ruin someone's life or to kill them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep.
Thank
Ron,
you
any
so
other
much.
Questions?
No, that's going to
thank
be
you.
It. Thank
you
so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, for those who are a little bit slow on the draw and those that are just digesting this a little at a time, and Bill, you speak quite well and obviously with quite a bit of rapidity. I'd like to slow it down a little bit. And
I'll
just,
do that. I'll slow
I don't
it
mean
down.
Just for you, but for me, what I'm thinking of is I've been doing this a long time now, and
right.
I've been talking about everything from cancer therapy 30 years ago, Laetrol, you know, B17,
right.
holistic. We've been talking about everything. We have all of our guest doctors on who are naturopaths and also, you know, treating people with holistic, you know, with a W, if you will, holistic approach to health.
Absolutely.
And yet, in my lifetime alone, and that has been a relatively short life, that hasn't been like 75, 100 years, I have never seen so much illness. I've never seen so much childhood illness as we are seeing now. Now, people say, oh, well, you didn't live during the early part of the last century. Well, you didn't know what it was like in the 1800s and so forth. But no. Quite the contrary. We have today, from what I see, and you can correct me if I'm wrong now. Just correct me. We have today a bevy of diseases that would never been heard of before, and all since the advent of vaccines, all since the advent of shots, all since the advent of all of the so-called medical progress that has been made, this nation is sicker now and potentially much sicker than it ever was in its history, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. In fact, there's a positive, and this is from medical studies, proof that vaccines increase asthma rates.
Mm-hmm.
Vaccines increase autism rates. Because ethylmercury salicylate fries brain neurons. And if people disbelieve, I did the original research with Dr. Murray Vimy 25 years ago at the University of Calgary on the toxicology of it.
Right, right.
And there's countless dentists in North America, Europe, and elsewhere that lost their license after we proved that this was toxic to brain cells. Now we have the absolute proof, and you can actually go to my website, go back and see a video presentation from the University of Calgary. They spent millions of dollars on this research over the last 25 years. It's no longer open to discussion. It interferes with what's called a GTP receptor on the neuroprotein for the dendrites that connect one nerve to the other.
Mm-hmm.
It cooks neurons. Now, it's not vitamin M. If anybody thinks they want to argue with me, they will, just like WWF, I'm going to take them down because they are incorrect, and this is no longer open to any form of discussion. And when they put it in vaccines, believe it or not, it's actually a more dangerous form of mercury than in the environment. Methylmercury, ethylmercury salicylate, is 2 to 3 times more toxic. So you're right.
Yeah,
and
more neurological impairments now.
Same as these
drugs.
Both of the parents of Klebold and Harris that did Columbine, and I took care of the mm-hmm. first kid shot in Columbine.
Yeah, yeah.
Both those kids were on these SSRI drugs. They came out of Hoffman-La Roche, which was completely 100% funded by the CIA back in the 50s and 60s. It's a CIA front company. These projects came out of Nazi Germany and out of the Gulag Archipelago in Russia, where they were doing mind control experiments. All of these drugs
mm-hmm.
completely came out of these special ops mm-hmm. research projects for mind control.
Yeah.
So if people don't believe that, I was taught personally by Ewan Cameron back in the early 70s, who was the mind control guy from the University of Montreal Neurological Institute. He came to our center. He was also the head of the American Psychiatric Association for some period of time, a Canadian psychiatric, and, of course, he was a CIA agent. Now, if you don't think this is all true, sorry, it is. And I've been on the inside. I've been there. I've seen all the documents. I was personally recruited to work on the Mind Control Cyborg Project at UCLA back in 1978. So what I'm doing is coming out, and people say, oh, you should be quiet or you'll be dead. No, if I'm quiet, I will be dead because they want to silence you forever if you don't speak out. So that's why I'm trying to encourage other people. Speak out now, because we're all going to be silenced real soon. They want to stick a chip in you. They want to take your liberty. And 2006 is going to be a hell of a year, if my prediction's correct. I see George W. King Bush wanting to go into Syria and Iran against an enemy that the Russians and the Chinese cannot afford to let us win against Iran and Syria. Mm-hmm. Number two, we have depleted uranium being proliferated everywhere. All the nations, Canada included, are selling DU munitions and using them to destroy the place where the people are and destroy our troops coming back genetically modified, their immune systems trashed, cancers developing within months or even weeks after they return home. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And some units, as many as 40% dying of cancer within 6 to 8 months.
Just last night, you know, we were reading the story, and I asked people to tell me what was missing from this account from AP about the young Iraqi baby that was found in a home taken from its parents and found to have been crippled with some mutations. And, of course, this was a child that had serious birth defects. And one of them was spina bifida that was identified. Maybe you read the story. Mm-hmm. And the question I raised had to do with why no mention in that story had anything to do with the DU situation, depleted uranium, and what has been follow-up in American troops as well. And that was the issue. Here's a story that has made a humanitarian case for George Bush's war, coming to us from the same media that interlocks with him and the government. And yet, you know, we have no mention of this scandal that only receives scant attention in the press. You know, the DU situation.
Well, the Veterans Administration and the veterans doctors that agree to it are an abomination. That's the nicest thing I can say about them. Because what they do is they not only sweep it under the rug, they threaten anyone, including other medical practitioners, that ever see any of their people for other reasons, mm-hmm. that you dare to investigate or find something wrong with what they've mm-hmm. done. And there's an interesting article I just posted on my website today. Dirty Bombs and Bullets by Lorraine Murray, who's a geoscientist from Lawrence Livermore, and she's a whistleblower. And she's been working for the last 4 or 5 years now against depleted uranium. I consider it a genetic landmine, you know, like Princess Diana talking about landmines. This is a genetic mm-hmm. landmine. And listen how long it'll last. 4.5 billion, with a B, years to reduce to half the concentration, so it'll take 28.5 billion years for this to be gone from the Middle East, Kosovo, and Afghanistan. Long after our sun has become a cinder spinning on an outside edge of a waning galaxy, there'll still be depleted uranium.
So we're really talking about large-scale contamination and poisoning of the resources, land, water, air of these peoples.
Yes, and it's also destroying the genetics. You have to understand, they have pre-placement of weapons in America for foreign troops. They're training foreign troops with our equipment. Mm-hmm. They're getting prepared to make sure our troops are, and our reserve forces are coming back damaged, destroyed, and distraught, so they will not stay in the armed forces and be able to protect the homeland. And so what they're doing is they're trying to destroy and break our people so that when they bring foreign troops in here, they can cow the people with, take all their guns, stick the chip in them, give them vaccines. And by the way, these vaccines send nanomachines in that actually will form plaques that will block specific receptors and rewire your brain forever. So it's not just like roll up your sleeve. It's like roll up your sleeve, and when you take these shots, they will rewire your brain, so you will become a zombie. And if you don't believe me, they're doing it on Child Protection Services children last year, last fall, in Britain already.
Mm-hmm. Brave New World and much more beyond that. Beyond that, anything we've heard before. Now, you know, this is, I mean, to the average person, of course, Doc, this is almost like science fiction. It's almost too incredible to be true.
It's old technology. Oh, this is 30 years old.
That's why when I see
the book Spy Chips and I talk to Catherine Albrecht, I said, look, you have public access mm-hmm. documents. I said, I worked in the Echelon Project and the World ID Project back in 94. They were building a World ID database in every person on Earth back in 94, long before Patriot Act. I had the Patriot Act mm-hmm. sent to me by the Special Forces and Delta guys 2 years before 9/11. 6 months before 9/11, my FBI guy that was working on bioterrorism in Operation Top Off told me they were going to do simulations in New York with jetliners going into the Twin Towers. Mm-hmm. March 1, with the head of the infectious disease at the University of Colorado. This is they're all liars. The whole thing is the government did it all. This is not Al-Qaeda. It's Al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. The government did the terrorism here. They did the terrorism at the in Germany when they built on the Reichstag. All of this terrorism. When Putin blew up these apartment buildings, it's all government-sponsored terrorism. And the odd attack that's done by a rogue, upset Muslim or someone else is very unusual. Who is going to be foolish enough to take on the most powerful military in the world with weapons, by the way, that most of the military don't even accede to the fact that they have weapons hundreds or even thousands of years ahead of what anybody thinks they have?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, you
weapons
are.
Weapons that are so horrific that
right
you can't
you
even
are.
Imagine them.
All right. I'm afraid you're all too right. 800-313-9443. When we come back, we'll take more calls for Dr. Bill. And, of course, Dr. Bill Deagle has his website, NutriMedical.com. Very easy. We'll return. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. What a way to start a new year, but here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We'll return. Stay tuned for more. Hi, this is Rick Adams. Are you concerned about all of the media talk about the various new bird flu and other flu strains entering our country? Well, if you're hesitant about unknown ingredients in the popular flu vaccines, good for you. There is a natural, healthy alternative. Among them is this one, a successful, organic, natural, potent product from Uri International. It really works to prevent and rapidly eliminate the flu and cold symptoms. The 8 synergistic ingredients in immune enhancement works rapidly to raise your immune system without any side effects. Easy to swallow, no side effects, and safe for all ages. Call Barbara. 908-647-5093. Again, 908-647-5093, and mention Rick Adams when you call.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
First step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Yes, we are. Bill Deagle is our guest, and so much more to talk about. We'll take more calls at 800-313-9443. I almost feel like I don't really know where to begin, to be honest with you, Bill. And the reason is they're hitting us from all angles. And from all directions, we're being told that we have to worry about the next crisis. And most of these crises, as you see and you know, happen to do with health, happen to do with personal health. Not all of them. Some of them have to do with economics. Some of them have to do with other crises, the threat of Al-Qaeda and all of this nonsense. But the main thing is that everything you've said so far has basically been vindicated and proven correct by the way George Bush has deported himself now. Now, and we know George Bush isn't the be-all, end-all. He's nothing but a hack. He's nothing but a footstool. He's nothing but a minion. But here he is out there every chance he gets, warning us of disaster and telling us that we need to do away with things like posse comitatus. We need to allow full-scale marine foreign troop invasion of our nation, although he doesn't use the word invasion. He tells us we need to welcome this to our community because that's the only thing that's going to save us from terror. And this terror could take the form of the bird flu. So every chance George Bush gets on, he validates what you've just said, in my view.
April 1st was April Fool's Day. He actually put an executive order that he was going to use as a basis for martial law. Come on, he doesn't have a plan. My plan and Dr. Major Stoltz's plan is real simple. We're going to make you a flip chart. We'll give you simple directions. You write things like natural nutraceuticals will help build your system. I designed the first line defense kit for that. There are masks that can block viruses. There are antivirals that you can wipe down surfaces that are non-toxic. Home quarantine, you got to have food and water and cash and other things and self-defense. Mm-hmm. Simple things. And these instructions are not rocket science. They're really straightforward. In fact, we posted Major Stoltz's book on the website, NutriMedical, and that book is Weapons of Mass Destruction, Attacks on America. And he writes for the average person. He's a former Marine. He explains things in a very straightforward, simple manner. He realized nobody did it, so he just rolled up his sleeves and started writing. And he didn't write from a technical point of view. He took all the technical, thousands of pages, and boiled it down so the average Joe Sixpack can pick this up and read it and say, oh, that's what I got to do. And it's not expensive. It's not complicated. It's straightforward. But you don't hear Homeland Security going out and rolling up their sleeves and doing this. In fact, if anything, they tell us to get duct tape and do stupid things or get ready to be hauled away to internment camps will increase maximum cross-contamination and infection.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to stockpile Tamiflu at $7.1 billion, well, we know it's useless, and it'll create even viral resistance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
It's
and that has already been shown now, and we've been talking about that for some time.
Right.
We are going to invite more callers. If you can stay with us for a bit longer,
sure.
I'd like to have you answer some more questions, and one of them happened to come up in the Canadian Free Press. I guess it was Canada Free Press. Why is Canada not releasing H5 wild birds lab results? And when we come back, I'll have you maybe tackle that question if you can, and other questions about what's going on with China right now, communist China, which is threatening more than just economic control over America today, but we're talking about, you know, the saber rattling, the Taiwanese situation, the unleashing of weapons of mass destruction, which the United States government has helped them build.
Of course.
We will watch and see. This whole grid is now coming into fruition, this one world grid, and you can see that all of it is leading up to this man who's going to come and say he is Messiah and he's going to solve our problems. All right.
Absolutely.
We shall be back. Yes, sir. We'll be back with Bill Deagle. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for hour number two.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.